What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell signaling an interest rate cut could be coming soon. John Horn, professor of practice in economics at Olin Business School at WashU in St. Louis, joins me now. John, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Sure thing, Megan. Thanks.
So how is an interest rate cut now warranted? Has that much changed?
That's a tricky question. I think what Chairman Powell indicated on his speech end of last week, was that the Fed seems to be okay, Federal Reserve seems to be okay with a little bit of inflation, but they're starting to get a little bit more worried about jobs. The Fed has a dual mandate to keep the job market healthy and prices stable. And he seemed to indicate more of a shift towards the jobs and maybe a slowdown in the economy leading to the need to cut interest rates to help the job market.
John, that meeting comes mid-September. What are the risks of making a change now?
Yeah, so generally speaking, when you cut interest rates, that's a stimulus to the economy. Businesses find it easier to invest. Consumers find it easier to go out and buy big ticket items. And that leads to the economy heating up. That generally leads to prices increasing. One of the things that Chairman Powell talked about in his speech was the continual uncertainty about how tariffs are going to impact prices. We've already seen and are seeing more evidence that companies are starting to pass the tariffs along. And what he indicated was we're not quite sure whether that's a one-time increase in price to account for the tariffs or if that's going to lead to wage increases, which are going to lead to further price increases, which are going to lead to further wage increases, et cetera. So the risk is, partially, we don't know what's happening with the tariffs and how much that's going to increase prices and whether that's going to create longer-term inflation.
I've heard some analysts talk about some other areas of uncertainty, including tax changes that we don't quite know the impact of yet, and even some labor challenges connected with immigration.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that he, I think, was trying to allude to in the speech is that the economy seems to be slowing down a little bit. But on the other hand, immigration is lowering the number of workers looking for jobs. And so he mentioned the fact that job growth, the number of new jobs being created, has slowed down. But because immigration has slowed down, that's kept the market sort of, for now, balanced. And I think that's one of the things that the Federal Reserve is going to be looking at is, again, immigration a continual decrease, or is that a one-time drop in labor, the number of workers? And if jobs keep falling or if the job growth doesn't keep up, is that also going to create challenges?
We're talking about the possibility of an interest rate cut when the Fed meets next month with John Horn, economics professor at WashU. Some analysts are also suggesting that Fed Chair Powell has been late to pull the trigger on this move. What are your thoughts on that?
I think if you look at what's happened with unemployment, it's still, and he even mentioned this, it's still historically low. When I show the graph to my students that, you know, we're at a 4% unemployment, if you go back for like 40, 50 years, we're still well below average unemployment for that time period. So the unemployment rate seems to say the job market is pretty healthy. The Fed has a target of 2% inflation, and we've been running above that. The latest numbers that he sort of hinted that the Fed looks at from the personal consumption expenditures, which comes out this week, is that those numbers are going to keep going up. And so I think they're still worried about inflation more than huge increases in unemployment and the job side. So I mean, my personal view is I don't think that he was late to cut interest rates because, you know, the economy really hasn't necessarily slowed down enough that we would need to stimulate it with the interest rates yet. Although that's sort of the balancing act of when is the right time to do it, because there's a little bit of a lag in terms of the impact it has.
When you look at the way the markets responded to that signal from Jackson Hole last week, what does that tell us?
Well, I mean, I was looking at the numbers yesterday. The interest rates really didn't move much. The short-term rates seemed to have gone down a little. Long-term rates seemed to have, short-term rates went up a little bit and long-term rates went down, which generally speaking seems to indicate people think there's more, you know, more bad news coming than good news. The numbers really didn't move a lot, which I think more than anything said that everyone was expecting them to lower interest rates in the next couple of months, maybe even, you know, September, maybe once more this year. And when he sort of signaled that, yeah, that's probably coming, the market was like, great, that's what we thought. So I think if he had said, no, there's the inflation is still way too high, we're not lowering rates, I think then you would have seen a lot of movement in the markets, but the market sort of got the message that they expected to get. So I didn't see a lot of shift, especially in the interest rates in the bond market.
Now, there's a headline I saw yesterday that I have to bring up since I have you on. James Bullard, former president of the St. Louis Federal Reserve, said Wednesday he has been in touch with the Treasury Secretary regarding the search for a new Fed chair. What would he bring to that post if he's under consideration for that?
I think the most important thing that he would bring is, you know, the history of having served in that role and understanding the institution, that he has experience with running, you know, the Federal Reserve here in St. Louis. And he's sat on the Open Market Committee, because that role rotates among the Fed presidents of the regional banks. So he understands the institution, he understands the process, he understands what the role means and what it's supposed to be doing in the bigger context, not just of the economy, but in terms of today and tomorrow and the future.
That is John Horn, economics professor at Olin Business School at WashU in St. Louis. John, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. Anytime, Megan. Thanks.
And it was the first week of classes, so it's especially great that he was able to join us this morning here on KMOX.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.